St. Louis Cardinals.
The doctor is in the waiting room. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson still wants to be the next Veterans Affairs Secretary amid questions that put today's Senate hearing on hold.
I'm looking forward to rescheduling the hearing and answering everyone's questions.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland's live in Washington.
Dave, the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee postponed the hearing indefinitely after allegations surfaced that the White House physician drank on the job and overprescribed pills. At a news conference yesterday, President Trump said he's standing by Dr. Jackson.
He's an admiral. He's a great leader. And they questioned him about every little thing.
There were also concerns about Dr. Jackson's lack of high-level management experience. In a statement, the White House said Dr. Jackson is being railroaded by false accusations. Dave?
Rachel, a third judge has ruled against President Trump on DACA.
A federal judge Tuesday ruling that the Trump administration must keep protections for illegal immigrants brought to the country as children in place, and that the government must resume accepting new DACA applications. In his ruling, Judge John Bates says the government based its decision on, quote, meager legal reasoning.
Fox's Sean Langell. The judge did delay his decision 90 days to let the administration better explain getting rid of the Obama-era DACA program. Last night, President Trump treated France's president to a state dinner.
God bless you. God bless France. God bless our alliance. And God bless America.
Later this morning, Emmanuel Macron will address a joint meeting of Congress. The president has just tweeted congratulations to Debbie Lesko, who won a special election in Arizona to take over a vacant seat in Congress, keeping it Republican red. They're playing ball. Republicans back on a Virginia field this morning, practicing for the congressional baseball game for the first time since last year's shooting.
And as you walk around the field here this morning, there's a lot of Capitol Police out here. I should note that Steve Scalise, the majority whip, is not going to be here. He had another procedure last week and is still recovering from surgery.
Well, that's Fox's Chad Pergerman, Alexandria. This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
The jury considering Bill Cosby's fate will start deliberating this morning at his retrial in Pennsylvania. Cosby's accused of sexual assault, and then back in 2004, he claims that his accuser is lying. The first jury was deadlocked, leading to a mistrial on the case last year. The Supreme Court will hear the final case of this term this morning, saving the president's travel ban for last.
In the first major constitutional challenge of the Trump administration, justices will consider the executive order known as Travel Ban 3.0, blocking visitors from several countries, including six majority Muslim nations, from entering the U.S. Lower courts so far have ruled against the administration. The court is aware of the high interest, so you will not have to wait long to hear how arguments play out. Audio will be released this afternoon. Usually, the court releases argument audio every Friday. A decision, on the other hand, is still likely many weeks away before the end of the term in late June. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two police officers are recovering after surgery. They were critically wounded yesterday along with a Home Depot store employee as they were trying to remove a man from the store. He opened fire, then he fled. Hours later, he was captured after a high-speed chase. Fewer teenage girls are getting pregnant.
The number of girls between the ages of 10 and 14 in the United States who are giving birth has reached a record low, according to figures published by the National Center for Health Statistics. For a two-year period from 2015 and 2016, a little more than 2,250 young teen girls were giving birth. In Y2K, it was more than 8,500, and while all demographic groups showed a decrease, the most significant decline was among young non-Hispanic black females. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the day after a big sell-off, Dow futures are down slightly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, April 25, ESPN 93.5 Local News, brought to you by Larry Canfer. Find the perfect gift for your Illini grad, or honor a co-worker or friend who's retiring with artwork by Larry Canfer. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or Canfer.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalchi with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. This Saturday is the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon, and Urbana will be restricting parking and closing several streets. Street closings start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the entire route will be closed by 6:30 a.m. Sections of streets will likely reopen as they no longer need to be closed as the marathon progresses. A fourth death in Illinois has been blamed on synthetic marijuana. WCIA says the State Department of Public Health says this fourth death was a woman in her 30s in central Illinois. More than 150 people in Illinois across 13 counties have gotten sick from synthetic cannabinoids that included rat poison. Probation is the sentence for an Urbana man who hit a school bus when he should not have been driving. Patrick Gilliard pleaded guilty in March to driving under suspension. He admitted he was driving a car and ran a stop sign and hit a first student bus. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalchi.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or Canfer.com.
Here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service with Marathon Week. Here we go.
Well, partly cloudy today with a high 62 expected. 37 our low this evening. Got some patchy fog in some areas before 8. Otherwise, sunny today and tomorrow. High 66 expected. 44 our low on Thursday evening. Mostly sunny for Friday now. They did have a slight chance of showers in the morning, but now that's been taken away. High 63, low 41, 65 on Saturday, and up towards 70 on Sunday. But I even heard an 80 next week.
Come on.
Possibly on Wednesday. Love it. Right now we're at 46 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, thank you to everybody over at CMI. Betsy and Brad Parks, female-owned CMI. Chemical Maintenance, Inc., part of our Hardworking Man series. I needed a nap at noon again. How do people do it? How do people actually work?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Tip of the cap. I was out there learning about all their great cleaning equipment and gear. And a wonderful locally owned company, and washed a few windows at St. Thomas More. Learned about all the cool things that help you clean more efficiently, better. Really cool. I don't know why you wouldn't get all your stuff locally. CMI, CMIClean.com. Anyway, thank you. I have a clip from some of yesterday's activities here coming up. Alan Dershowitz will be in town tomorrow night, famed attorney. Big liberal, but I like him. I really, really do. I just respect the heck out of him because he's so smart. We might disagree philosophically, but I think he calls it as he sees it. I'll run the interview with Alan Dershowitz coming up at about 7:40-ish, right about 7:40, with famed attorney, Harvard Law professor, coming to Follinger Auditorium, Geese School of Business, one of the big sponsors, bringing him in. But Alan Dershowitz will be on the program about 7:40 this morning. Debbie Georgiannis, how are you?
Very well. Great to be with you.
Great to be back with Debbie Georgiannis, who I've mispronounced her name for like 9 years. Sorry. political strategy.
Yeah, thank you.
The future of Iran nuclear deal up in the air. By the way, all the pomp and circumstance that goes along with a state dinner, I just found it almost royal, you know? It was just like the flags are going, the band is playing, they're standing. It's kind of cool, actually.
I actually think this first state dinner for President Trump was a great coup for him and for Melania. Really, they had there's so much criticism of him as being, you know, kind of too brash or whatever words people would use, but it was pulled off perfectly. It was well done. It was exactly how it was supposed to be. And I think it really, and also all the reporting about his interaction, the president's interaction with President Macron, it really helped him, I think, in his stature in the world, people watching what happened at this first state dinner.
Wonder why they got along so well. I mean, they, you know, they're calling it a bromance. They seem to really like each other.
They did. And before President Macron came over here, he was quoted in the media saying part of his reason or part of his planned discussion with President Trump was to encourage him to stay in this Iranian nuclear deal. And while after they spoke privately, the comments later were essentially, you know, I want to encourage him to stay in because we don't have a plan B, but there are a lot of problems. The problems that President Trump is pointing out are right, and we've got to try to fix them. We need to do something. And they're pretty major changes that he, Macron, is talking about and that Trump is talking about. So I think Trump brought him along. And the European Union had a statement out yesterday saying we're open to changes to this deal.
Yeah, but is Iran?
Heavens no. But, you know, Iran's in a tough position because, first of all, this deal that was struck by President Obama, as a small aside, without ever taking this deal through the United States Senate confirmation process for treaties, which is required. President Obama just said this isn't a treaty, so therefore I'm not going to ask the Senate to ratify it, which they would not have done. But back to where we are now, this deal was so harmful to many, really to the Middle East, to peace in the Middle East. And so Iran, they got a pretty darn good deal out of that 2015 negotiation with President Obama and team. So, and Iran's in a tough position because they got billions of dollars from, you know, in this deal, which they're using to sponsor terror. There's been proof of that. So the world knows they're using this money to sponsor terror. And Iran has a population that's increasingly unhappy with their government. So they're putting out tough guy statements saying, you know, they're not going to cooperate. There's not going to be any changes. But I think they will bow to pressure.
Well, I mean, time will tell on all that. I mean, there's so much coming up with the midterms and everything else. How do you see the midterms? I asked Alan Dershowitz that question. He thinks the Democrats will win the House. I'm not sold on that concept.
I am with you. In fact, I think that the Democrats are way overplaying, or they are overvaluing this idea that they keep talking about. They're going to impeach President Trump. They're going to get rid of him. I don't think people like that. And I think that the, I know it was a small victory in yesterday in Arizona, but they had a race to replace someone who had to step down out of Congress, and the Republican won, even though the Democrats had been talking about how they thought they could probably do it. So I actually think the Republicans will hold on to the House. I feel very confident they'll hold on to the Senate. But I think they'll hold on to the House. I don't think this drumbeat of anti-Trump is really, it's not a message. It's not a positive message. And the only positive message so far of the Democrats is, vote for us, we're going to raise your taxes. I don't think it'll fly.
And I don't think it's all bad Trump, good Democrats with no plan. They really do need a better message. And I think the Connor Lambs of the world, I think, can win, but I don't think they're going to see the light of day.
Yeah, it's just going to be a very interesting time to watch how the, in fact, I saw some polling talking about the, it was a plurality, not a majority, but a significant chunk of Democrats said they don't even want to vote for a candidate who says, I'm running to impeach President Trump.
Right.
I think that the Democrats thought they'd be so much farther down the road at this point with their argument about Trump, Russian collusion, he's a bad guy. I mean, that whole thing has pretty much fallen apart. And I think the Democrats miscalculated how much they could turn America against President Trump. I don't think it's taking hold. And that was really their main campaign message. So I think they're really struggling to come up with one.
Well, it's going to be certainly interesting. But I'll never forget for the rest of my life when I laid down on my couch election night 2016 with my TV clicker in my right hand, because as soon as Hillary won Florida, I was turning it off because everybody said Hillary was going to win, and I never turned it off. So I don't believe any polling anymore. I think it's just all stuff that they want you to hear. I'm just very leery of all of it.
I agree, and I think that, you know, the American people just have a sense of fairness about them and a sense of wanting to get to truth, and I think that this whole and I mentioned just the Russia collusion accusation that went on and on for months. I do think it's starting to, American people more and more awake to the idea that this is just a Democrat party and people high up in the FBI and Department of Justice who just decided they don't think President Trump should have won, and they think they can do whatever they want to do to try to remove him. And that is just, they're kind of saying they are going to overrule the will of the people who did choose President Trump in the last election. So I think the Democrats have miscalculated a lot in this first year, one year plus of President Trump's presidency. And I think if they don't come up with a strong positive message, the Trump hate thing, they're going to lose. I don't think they can take the House back with that.
Debbie Georgiadis, AmericaCanWeTalk.com. Always a pleasure.
Great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. AmericaCanWeTalk.com. ESPN 93.5. All right, we jump to our morning sports this morning. ESPN 93.5. It's Wednesday, April 25. Here's Diane Ducey.
Shall we start with the Cubs?
Sure.
Since they had such a great game, they play some long ball.
Here's a line drive deep right field. This ball could leave the yard. That is a home run. A screaming line drive by Kyle Schwarber to right, and the Cubs lead 1-0. Drilled to deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Home run, Wilson Contreras, his first of the year. As Schwarber drives one in the air to right field. If it's fair, it's a long home run. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Happ hits a drive to left, slicing in the corner, back toward the wall. That ball is going to be gone. Opposite field home run, Ian Happ.
There you go. Home run derby for the Cubbies. Easy win at Cleveland last night.
The final was 10-3, and they've got an evening game tonight that can be heard on US 105 Dime. New York Mets beat St. Louis 6-5. They've got a game this evening here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Last night at Busch Stadium against the Mets, the Cardinals got off to a good start against Zach Wheeler, a two-run homer from Tommy Pham. Then the Mets cut into the lead with a run in the second, but left the tying run at third base as Jay Bruce tripled in a run with nobody out and then died at third. The Cardinals got two in the fourth inning to go up 4-1. However, a two-out, three-run homer by Yoenis Cespedes in the fifth inning tied the score, only to have the Cardinals regain the lead in the bottom of the fifth on back-to-back doubles by Dexter Fowler and Paul DeJong. The Mets then tied the score in the eighth inning against Jordan Hicks. A walk by Hicks turned into a run on a sacrifice fly by Adrian Gonzalez, and then Jay Bruce won the game with a 10th inning home run off Matt Bowman. Robert Gesellman got the win to go 3-0, Bowman the loss 0-1. Jerry's Familia saved the game, his ninth. Tonight, the Cardinals go with Michael Walker against the Mets. We're on the air at 6:20.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett.
And I'm Matt Scott, Paralympic basketball gold medalist and Wisconsin's biggest fan.
Okay, Matt. Summer in Wisconsin. Speed round. Ready?
Let's go.
Have you been camping?
Check.
To Summerfest?
Every year.
Kayaking?
Of course.
Sailing?
Check.
Festivals?
As many as I can.
Wow, what don't you do?
It's like I always tell my friends, don't you dare threaten me with a good time in Wisconsin unless you really mean it.
Well, I love it. And you'll love Wisconsin, too. Visit TravelWisconsin.com to learn more.
Seattle beat the White Sox. 1-0. They've got a game this afternoon. Bradley beat the Illini in extra innings. 4-3 was the final. The Illini 24-12 on the season. Big series against the Hoosiers coming up. Illinois softball hosting EIU tonight at 5. Alex Vukovic is the Illinois tennis senior that got Big Ten Athlete of the Week. Evidently, Condoleezza Rice and the Commission of College Basketball will release their findings on NCAA rules and how to reform and modernize them.
All right.
So there's not so much corruption.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Can't wait to hear that solution.
Should be interesting.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs, Boston over Milwaukee yesterday. Celtics are up 3-2. Philadelphia wins the series, beating Miami yesterday. They were on top 4-1 and 4-1 Golden State over San Antonio, so the Warriors move on.
Here you go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Some patchy fog out there, otherwise sunshine. High 62, down to 37. Sunny tomorrow, high 66, low 44. 65 the high with mostly sunny conditions on Friday's forecast. Clear and a low 41 on Friday night. Saturday mid-60s and up to nearly 70 with sunshine Sunday. This is a nice stretch as we go into Illinois Marathon Weekend. Right now, we're at 47 ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. See how these market's going to look here in about an hour. Brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. My visit with Alan Dershowitz, famed attorney, professor of Harvard Law, coming up here in about 15 minutes. He'll be in town Thursday night at Folinger. It's 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox Business Network. More corporate earnings are coming in. Boeing's earnings are stronger and top forecasts. Twitter made money in its recent quarter and its business was stronger than expected. It's been attracting more video ads in Asia and other markets outside the U.S. and the number of people using Twitter rose 3% from a year earlier. Twitter turned a profit for the first time last year. Comcast lost 96,000 cable TV subscribers in the recent quarter, but its earnings were sharply higher than a year ago. Comcast is officially bidding for European pay TV company Sky, offering to pay $31 billion. That bid tops an offer from 21st Century Fox, the parent company of Fox News. The Dow was down 424 yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 121. The S&P lost 35. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. Spring is finally here, and Country Arbor's is open and ready to supply you with all your home and garden needs. We grow hundreds of thousands of annuals and 600 varieties of perennials right here in Urbana. If you're looking for a large shade tree, then you want to come out and see our thousands of trees dug and ready to be planted. Country Arbor's offers a planting service on all our trees. Buy three or more trees, and we'll give you 20% discount on the tree and the planting. We guarantee all of our larger trees that we plant for 5 years. And don't forget, we deliver dozens of different mulches in stone. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Squeaking? See your CarX man. Whether it's a squeak, grind, or they just don't feel right, CarX Tire and Auto is your Champaign and Danville brake expert. Right now at CarX, get a free brake inspection, then get $50 off per axle on any brake work necessary. Quality parts, trained technicians, and the best guarantee in the business. CarX is the best in brakes. That's right, $50 off per axle on any brake service. To find one of our five area locations, visit CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Yeah, well, really, really fun yesterday. Two down and many more to go. Hey, it's CBJ, ESPN Radio, along with Spherion Staffing. We're doing our Hardworking Man series this spring and summer. See me working hard on the job at Gulliford Septic and Sewer, Illinois Portable Toilets, and CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. See it on Facebook by searching ESPNCU or Stevie J-A-Y or online at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hardworking Man Series, and there are more jobs coming soon. Keep listening to ESPN 93.5 to find out where I'll be next. Okay. So yesterday, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Betsy and Brad Parks.
Would you like to mop the floor and squish around the dirt? I don't think so. Remember, it's the e-sprayer. I have four.
So let's just show you how to do it. First of all, you have to know how. I have a lot of experience with sprayers.
I won't be around for a few hours after this.
Window cleaning for outdoors.
Okay.
And it's basically a plug and play. So if you have a water source, it's going to go through the pool itself. Almost scaffolding, you're on the ground.
Yeah. Female owned CMI. Betsy Parks. I was cleaning the windows of St. Thomas More.
Yeah.
Principal Jason and all around good man Dan Hennessy. I think they were impressed with my work.
Okay, very good. No streaks.
No, I don't think so, because we had the resin in there, Diane. That's what us guys know about. You put the resin.
Uh-huh.
Or was it rosin? Anyway, we put that in there to keep the streaking down. Kids are waving at me. as they were going through class.
I see.
Because I was washing windows. Uh-huh. And I will wash windows. I've stated my rate, and nobody has called. $400 an hour, but I'm very good. I'm fun. I will take pictures. And you can photograph me.
I mean, were you up on a tall ladder then?
It was a telescoping thing, okay. And it was only 11 pounds.
Huh.
So I could get three stories with a little brush while I'm on the ground.
Wow.
And it fed water and all the stuff you need in there, and I did it.
My husband was at Krannert Center 27 years, and I know windows was a job where everybody was like,
Well, if you have the telescope, you go to CMI and get the telescopic thing, it's not hard.
Okay.
I think it's an investment. But would you rather have guys get workers' comp with ladders? You don't need ladders. The thing can go. How many stories up could they go? 4 or 5? I mean, it was pretty cool. So anyway, I took darn good care of STM. And then went to the iHotel. Miss Sam, I'm going to go over there today. But the iHotel Conference Center, Houlihan's Restaurant, I was over there. They were checking levels on... Man, they've got some mother of all washing machines. I mean, because of all the laundry.
Yeah.
They're constantly doing laundry. I did not know there was in existence an ironer for sheets.
Wow.
So they have this machine, they feed sheets in it, and they come out folded.
Wow.
I want that. I mean, come on, man. Anyway, they check levels to make sure when the dishwashers go through the machine, all the dishes, that they have the right mixture so there's no streaking and all it comes out super clean. Mm. They have chemical way to check the mixture of what they feed into the machine. It's just like, dang, at home I just kind of go, skirt, 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 and you know, get a pad that's soapy. And that's,
sure.
They don't do that in a big time, man.
Wow.
They got all these machines.
Cool.
They can go how many pounds at a time in the washing machine? 50? It's cool. So anyway, fun. Thank you to, again, Betsy and Brad Parks and CMI. And if you get your janitorial supplies, go give them a chance because it's just a bunch of good local people.
Right.
And they're really good at it. And you might pay two more pennies for a roll of toilet paper versus going with some national thing. But I promise you, they will not service the way they service.
That's right.
It is way off the chart. So if you want somebody to sell you something, you never see them again, that's fine. Save two pennies, that's fine. But if you want somebody that actually comes by, like, monthly or even sooner and checks everything, that's what I like. I like that. Okay, 727.
The guy from Minuteman International seemed really nice.
Cool guys with cool gear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I liked riding on that little Zamboni machine or whatever that guy was on.
Of a vacuum cleaner?
That was a washer and
mop,
vacuum.
Mop and, okay.
It was like, you know, you think your floors are clean, you run that, you're going to go, whoa, look at that dirty water. Okay, we're going to check our news coming up next. We'll have a Sugar Buster Club meeting, and then our interview with Alan Dershowitz, who'll be in town at Fullinger Auditorium tomorrow night for free and open to the public talk and questions. Alan Dershowitz will be coming up. We'll do that interview here in about 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes. All right, it is Wednesday. It is April 25. I got a notice. I got a notice for jury duty.
You did?
Why would you want me there? Anyway, I did Katie Blakeman.
Right, and you'd go through the survey on the phone.
I did the survey. I actually scanned QR code, kind of the phone survey.
Ooh. Key.
I know.
Wow.
So I did the QR code, and I
did the phone survey.
I did the QR because my phone scanned it, and the questions came up. So I did that.
Uh-huh.
And then it had comments, and I said, I am happy to serve, however, I am... very opinionated and am very set in my views on criminal justice. Good luck.
Okay.
I hope they say, man, that guy seems like
but
he's...
But still, that might be you're in the zone. We'd like that guy.
I don't want to do it.
Well, typically when you say you're in the media, you know a lot of these stories.
So I should have said I'm in the media?
Uh-huh.
Dang
that's,
it.
That's the I'm out kind of thing.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But I was in 2004. I was called, and it was 2 weeks back then. I think it's a week now.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 weeks. I was exhausted week two. You really do. It was really educational, and I did like serving. I mm-hmm. really did.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, sad. A couple of I got picked for two juries. How? I mean, I'm too opinionated. You're not going to change my mind. But we went on the facts. We went on the stuff, you know. And the cases, you know, weren't rocket science. It was pretty cut and dried. But it's mental. I mean, you're really working hard because you want to do what's right.
Right.
But I was very impressed with the fellow jurors that really take it seriously and try their best and wanted to repeat some of the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, here's, I'm sorry.
Sometimes it stays with you. My husband at the Philo Tavern helped me set up for this Catholic Charities thing, ran into a fellow juror. And they visited about that case a few years back,
right.
And how it really stuck with them. It took them a while to shake it.
It truly is service, there's no doubt. And so it is good to do it. I'm standing by if needed. I'd rather not, like everybody else, mm-hmm. but standing by. All right, we're going to check our news, Sugar Buster Club meeting. Alan Dershowitz also coming up next, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court hears arguments today about President Trump's ban on travelers from seven countries.
Federal courts have struck down the ban, concluding the order oversteps the president's authority to regulate entry of aliens under federal law. The administration says the orders are within the president's authority to temporarily block entry for national security. Six of the countries listed in the travel ban are Muslim majority. Critics say it's an attempt to follow through on President Trump's campaign proposal to ban Muslim immigration.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington is the last case the Supreme Court hears until October. The president on Twitter this morning is congratulating the Republican winner of a special House election in Arizona, Debbie Lesko.
I won! This is awesome!
Trent Franks gave up that seat last year, accused of sexual harassment. Lesko won by about 5 percentage points. President Trump won in that district by 21 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
ESPN 93.5 with your local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with their two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man has admitted to sexually assaulting a child. 23-year-old Brian Coker pleaded guilty this week. He faces up to 23 years in prison when he is sentenced on June 15th. The victim was under 13 and has a learning disability that causes her to function at a younger age than she is. Probation is the sentence for an Urbana man who hit a school bus when he should not have been driving. Patrick Gilliard pleaded guilty in March to driving under suspension. He admitted he was driving a car and ran a stop sign and hit a first student bus. He gets a year of probation and 2 weeks in the county jail. Groundbreaking is this week for work on a luxury five-story development at 520 North Neal Street. The News Gazette says it'll include retail and office space, plus one- and two-bedroom apartments. It'll also include two parking areas. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
When you define classic plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all work is warranted for 2 years. A $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Materials are superior using durable copper-lined pipes. Costs are mostly 20% less than other plumbers. By promoting a good culture of doing good work, Classic Plumbing takes pride in hiring outstanding people. At Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet, you'll get technology with a tradition of value. On Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Looking good. I'm loving this forecast. We have a little bit of misty or foggy conditions in some of the low-lying areas, but mainly sunshine this morning with a high 62, low 37, 66 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 44, 63 on Friday with plenty of sunshine. And the weekend looks great, too. Mid to upper 60s. Right now, 48. ESPN 93.5.
For our segment on the evil of sugar. Oh, yeah. ESPN 93.5, we have our club meeting Wednesdays, Sugar Busters.
Is there something strange in your sugar mood? Who are you going to call?
Sugar Busters! Our friend Warren Honeycutt, 2.5 years ago, Warren was on the show talking health and fitness. The last question I asked him was, okay, what's the worst thing you can do for your body? He said, ingest processed sugar. And I casually said, okay, I'll quit, which was right around Thanksgiving of 2015. And, of course, that was dumb. However, I did feel incredibly better after just 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never looked back founding the Sugar Buster Club. He is our founder, our honorary chair. It's Warren Honeycutt. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Stevie J. How are you and Diane this morning?
We're great. There's a study about 90% of sweeteners. What do you got?
Well, we as the Sugar Busters Club still have a whole lot of door knocking to do, Stevie J. Kind of feel like a prophet in the wilderness, crying when nobody's listening. But anyway, that said, the Sugar Association just released a study, and 90%, full 90% of our households still use only sugar for sweeteners in the United States.
I don't believe the study. I know it's from the Sugar Association.
Right.
Note the source.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And 6% use no sweetener at all, and then 4 use artificial sweeteners, et cetera, use the...
Hey, nice try. I just got a new survey from Stevie J Broadcasting that no one else listens to anything but me.
That works. Okay,
oh,
good deal.
That's not true. Okay, well, that's what I thought. That's what I heard.
It's a load off my mind.
Exactly. Hey, Warren, we were talking yesterday in the break room about coffee and how you drink your coffee and how it started in our youthful days. And for me, it was kind of bitter, so I added cream and sugar, and I started doing that ever since. Let's talk about the youth in our family or in our circle of friends and getting them in these good habits as a youngster.
Well, the biggest in the most difficult to really, I guess, grasp is when a mother is pregnant. We begin from what our mother takes in to develop our taste as it relates to birth, and here's what I like and here's what I don't like. Because every culture, Diane, has foods that are totally different than any other culture in the world, and let's just say someone from India, whatever they love here in America, we would hate it, we'd spit it out. And the same kind of thing, that it really has to start with the pregnancy if you want to help the youth. After that, then obviously the breakfast cereals and everything else that we poke at kids, and you have to eat and clean your whole plate, including your vegetables, to get what? Dessert. And that's really a bad way to go down that road.
Yeah.
But it's a challenge, and I make light of it sometimes because my lifestyle is what it is, and I feel great. But it is difficult for most people because we are influenced by our culture, our mothers, our aunts, our grandmothers, our moms and dads. All these things enter into what a kid likes as far as taste.
Well, you can start by not getting the product.
Right.
If you don't go and buy it, you're not going to eat it. And therein lies, never go to the grocery store hungry, rule number one.
Uh-huh.
Rule number two, don't put it in the cart. If you don't, you won't ingest it.
Right.
If you have it, you will eat it.
But so then you think you're taking a healthy choice by getting some of these juices, and they're out of sight, especially the grape juice.
Yes, and actually...
Wait a minute, it's called grape juice. That must mean it's healthy.
Well, the grapes are. The sugar they add to it is not so much. And I know there's a lot of juices that don't have sugar. That, in my opinion, is better than the ones with added sugar. But even nature, if you just juice the fruit, is not as good for you as the fruit itself.
Okay, well, we continue the battle, the fight, even though Sugar Association suggests, nobody's using the other packets. Come on. We don't believe in that, and I think that those guys, you know what, I'm thankful I'm not in a business where I got to push something that I know isn't very good. I couldn't own a corner casino. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I know I'd make a bazillion dollars.
Right.
But I can't
probably
do
wouldn't,
it.
Probably with you, Stevie J, probably wouldn't want to have a liquor store.
I probably struggle with, good people own them, I know, and
sure.
It's fine, but it's just hard. And so I'd have a hard time owning a sugar cane field. I just would at this point in time.
I'm raising
rat poison. okay, Warren, how can people find you?
GetHoneyCut.com. And that's the place all my phone numbers are and everything else if anyone's got any questions or comments.
Just check on Warren, Google image Warren, H-O-N-E-Y-C-U-T-T, and look at his 65-year-old body and think Stevie J could have been like that. I could have been somebody.
He's fit.
It could have been somebody.
Hey, I saw you on Facebook yesterday exercising.
Excellent.
Exactly. I was washing windows. Man. You bet you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
actually,
sir.
You know, when sometimes, and Warren, you've seen yourself because you've been on TV a lot, but when I see myself, it's kind of like when I first heard myself on radio, it's like, ugh. When I see myself, I don't look like I thought I looked. I'm looking like I really am getting older. I just don't think I like that.
Well, I'm here to help, Stevie J.
I know you are. It's the proverbial horse in water, okay?
Okay.
I know where my jump rope is. It just got some dust on it right now. Warren, you're the best.
Get it out of the closet. Come on.
I appreciate you, buddy.
I love you guys.
Take care.
Warren Honeycutt.
GetHoneycutt.com.
ESPN 93.5, famed attorney. I think he's an icon for the 20th century. There is no doubt. And again, do I agree with this man on stuff? Probably not. Do I like him? Yes. Do I respect him? Heck yeah. Do I think he's smart? Woo, off the charts. Harvard law professor coming to town tomorrow night. Alan Dershowitz next.
The world at your feet. Take a look around and you will see.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. Light tones, dark tones, gray colors, hand-scraped, wire-brushed, or smooth, a new hardwood is waiting for you. And with financing options available to qualified homeowners, it's easy to see why the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Dershowitz, noted attorney, advocate for civil rights, civil liberties, coming to the University of Illinois. Bollingall Auditorium, 7:30 Thursday night, free and open to the public. I am a fan, sir. How are you?
I'm having fewer and fewer fans these days because people think that I'm supporting Donald Trump as president while I'm really only supporting his civil liberties and his basic due process rights.
You represent what I think we've lost, and that's a discussion. That's the civil way we can talk. You, Alan Dershowitz, I don't know if I probably never voted the same way in my life, but when they say you're coming up, I listen, I watch, because I believe you are calling as you see it.
Well, I'm certainly trying. I've been calling it the same way for 50 years, and you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You know, I made the same arguments when Bill Clinton was being impeached. I made the same arguments when they were yelling lock her up about Hillary Clinton. I make the same arguments today when they want to throw criminal charges at Comey, who I certainly don't agree with much of what he says. But I don't like the criminalization of political differences. When we use the weapon of criminalizing our political differences against targets who are political enemies, it's very dangerous, and it really can come back and bite us all. So I'm not there defending Donald Trump. I'm not his lawyer. I didn't vote for him. But I think that what they do with regard to Donald Trump, to his lawyer, to searches, to all the things that they've done could come back to be precedents against any one of us.
You have been called the top lawyer of last resort. My question to you, Mr. Dershowitz, is how do you decide how and when to say yes?
Well, as I get older, I say less, fewer and fewer times. But I need to have a case where I can feel passionately about it, where I think there's a substantial injustice, where I think I can make a difference. Those are the kind of criteria. I usually don't turn down capital death penalty cases because what's more important than life and death? And I generally don't turn down First Amendment cases because I think freedom of speech is the basic, most important function that our government can promote. I mean, if you can discuss, if you can argue, if you can dissent, then we have a free democracy. But if they take that away from us, it's really a very dangerous situation.
I wonder if we can get back to civility. I wonder if we can get back to having a discussion with people we disagree with versus violence, all kinds of screaming and yelling. It just doesn't seem to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the things that are most disturbing is that the most repression today goes on in college and university campuses, where the radical left just doesn't want to hear from centrists or conservatives. Every time I go to a university campus, there are protests. Every time a conservative or a religious Christian or a Zionist goes to a university campus, there are those who say, no, we don't want to listen to him. We've heard enough, and we know the truth, and we don't care about the other side of the issue.
Boy, I tell you what, it happens all the time, happens here, happens everywhere that I've seen, but I don't know how that stops. How does that come? And when you talk about it, the liberal nation looks up and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's why you said, I heard you say once, you're not getting invited to as many dinner parties as you used to.
Well, I actually lost now. It's about 8 pounds on what I call the Donald Trump diet because some of my liberal friends have stopped inviting me. And, you know, I have to tell you, conservatives just don't make as good dinners as liberals. So I have lost some weight. I'm hoping that will continue.
I hope we can figure this out, though, because it feels like a point of no return with the way we talk to each other.
Oh, no, it's worse than that because the students are our future. And if students are learning in classes and teachers are abusing all over the country, abusing the privilege of the classroom, particularly in required classes, by teaching students not how to think but what to think, propagandizing them. And one of the things they're saying today is you don't need free speech. We know we're right. Mm-hmm. We know the left is right and the center and the conservatives are wrong. So free speech is just another aspect of white privilege, they say. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to let you have your white privilege by speaking. They won't debate us. They won't engage us. They just want to shut us down.
Alan Dershowitz will be at the University of Illinois coming up Folinger Auditorium 7:30 Thursday, free and open to the public Thursday night, 7:30 on our campus. It'll be great to hear Alan Dershowitz's speech. He'll take a few questions from the audience as well. Okay,
sure.
I have kind of a lightning round before I let you go, because whatever you say, I'm probably going to believe, so here we go.
Okay.
Number one, what happens to the Robert Mueller investigation?
I think it produces a report to Congress, but no charges against the president.
What happens with North Korea and the meeting?
Well, I think North Korea has gotten pressure both from the United States, perhaps from China and Russia, to stop the provocations, and maybe they won't do any further testing. They still are a nuclear power, and we have to learn that lesson when it comes to Iran. Iran can never, ever, under any circumstances, be allowed to obtain a nuclear arsenal.
And what happens with Michael Cohen?
I think he gets indicted, and nobody in the world knows at this point whether he'll flip. They have enormous pressures they can put on him. They can threaten him with life imprisonment. They can threaten his associates, his friends, his relatives. What prosecutors can do to get somebody to cooperate is just unbelievable if you've had experience. I've had cases where they've threatened to prosecute my client's young son, who was in his third year at Columbia Law School. Flynn's case, they went after his son. Michael Milken, they went after his brother. Jonathan Paul, they went after his wife. So prosecutors have incredible leverage, so it's impossible to predict whether the leverage will work on Cohen or whether Cohen has anything that he can tell them that will be incriminating against the president. There's no evidence of that.
Couldn't there also be a presidential pardon for Cohen later?
There could be. Of course, if he's pardoned, he then has to testify because he loses his immunity. And he could also be prosecuted for state charges because the president can only pardon federally.
What happens with the Iranian deal?
I think the president doesn't tear it up, but he enforces it and makes sure that the Iranians understand the first part of the deal says Iran reaffirms that it will never, under any circumstances, seek to develop or acquire nuclear weapons. And if that's enforced to the hilt, then I think probably it should not be torn up.
What happens in the midterms?
I think the Democrats win in the House. I think the Senate's up for grabs.
Okay. And if I get the House Democratic, won't I see an impeachment?
No, I think they will learn from the mistake of the Republicans. The Republicans impeached President Clinton, and it backfired.
And finally, peace in the Middle East. We can only hope and pray.
We can hope not only and pray, but we can do something about it. And I think the Trump administration is doing something about it. I've been working closely with several of the people in the White House on that proposal. and I hope it will be one that can be accepted both by the Israelis and the Palestinians. I'm confident the Israelis will accept it. They accepted the two-state solution in 38, 48, 67, 92, 2008. Palestinians have never accepted it. And you can't get a state unless you negotiate and compromise.
It'd have been a lot easier if you hadn't spoken your mind, come out against Democrats and liberals and the Make America Great Again stuff. You could have just been quiet, but here you are. Now you're getting some flack and not getting those dinner parties. But, man, right. You are speaking what a lot of us think is common sense and right, and it's refreshing to have a guy that is liberal, that is principled, to tell the truth.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to my appearances in the Midwest. I'm expecting some really interesting, good questions.
Well, you'll get them. And finally, I saw your birthday, and I don't believe it. I'm going to see. I don't believe
well, no,
it.
You know, Benjamin Netanyahu jumped the gun. I don't turn 80 until September 1st, but we're doing a collective birthday party for eight of us who grew up together in Brooklyn. We were all born in 1938, and so we're collectively celebrating our 80th birthday.
80 is the new 60. Stay healthy.
I hope so.
Thank you for what you've done and what you're doing, Alan. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Alan Dershowitz, he'll be in town Thursday night. Folinger Auditorium at 7:30, open to the public and free. Mr. Alan Dershowitz, professor, Harvard Law, outstanding speaker for our time, I believe. I think he's unbelievable to hear, and every time he's coming up, CNN, Fox News, whatever it is, I'm listening. All right, let's jump to our morning sports. ESPN 93.5
New York Mets over the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5 in 10 innings. 7:15 first pitch on ESPN 93.5 tonight with Steven Matz on the mound for the Mets and Michael Wacha for the Cardinals. We had the Cubs over Cleveland 10-3 yesterday. A game tonight heard on US 105.9 at 6 o'clock with John Lester on the mound against Trevor Bauer. By the way, last night's game had four homers, two of them from Kyle Schwarber. Seattle over the Chicago White Sox 1-0 yesterday. They've got an afternoon game on Chicago's south side at 1:10. Bradley in extra innings, 11, beat Illinois 4-3. They're gearing up for a series against the Hoosiers in Indiana. Illinois softball at 5 tonight. If you want to check them out, they're hosting EIU. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And quick check of our ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
We're getting up to 62, down to 37, partly cloudy tomorrow, high 66, low 44, mostly sunny conditions on Friday too, high 63, low 41, 64 with sunshine on Saturday, and up to 68 on Sunday. 48 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, now the sun's coming out. You might be able to go outside and look around your house and say, gosh, we need to paint the house this summer. Why don't you call or get hold of via their website, Precision Painting. If you go to whyprecision.com, you'll learn about Chad Ebert, the owner, U of I grad, locally owned and operated. Check their references. No job too big or small. Look at before and after pictures. You've got a talented, experienced painter that'll come to your house that you can trust. Their entire crew is working through the winter. Pretty unusual in the painting business, I think. But they just have so much business, and they want to get to your home and certainly would love to offer you a free quote. So why not contact Precision Painting at whyprecision.com and just say, hey, I'm at such and such Elm Street. Come on by. Could I get a quote? And they'll be happy to do that. They don't job hop. Once they start your home, they'll stay till they're done. Make sure you call for an estimate because their summers do fill up. Whyprecision.com. Whyprecision.com. You see Chad Ebert out and around. Tell him Stevie J says, yo. Whyprecision.com. Whyprecision.com. Well, it's our good friend. We go from Alan Dershowitz to our good friend Steve Sudeman.
That's a major step down. He is a really sharp guy. You know, when he talks, I listen to
him. Well, it's just like, you know, as far as philosophy, I'm probably on the other spectrum, but man, I can talk to him.
Yeah, and he's more center than left.